720 WGN. It is Dane Neal here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. The distinctive drums that you hear are part of the Tyco Legacy 13 and Reduction 4. In studio, we have the visionary, driving force, director, and producer of that production for so many years. And here in Chicago, coming up in December, between the 16th and the 18th, it's the one and only Tatsuo Aoki. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Good evening.
It's great to have you here. And so let's talk a little bit about how this all started. You've been doing it for 20 years. And,
yes.
And this was the kind of thing that people were only able to hear in Japan. And now you've brought it here to Chicago.
It's really not my responsibility of all this popularity of the taiko drumming. It really happened in the late 50s and 60s. In here in this country, a lot of Japanese American they sort of built the foundation of taiko drumming as a community act right after the war. The history of the Japanese American had been interned, and when they were released, and they used the taiko drumming as a one of the cultural and ethnic identity. And coincidentally, during after the war in Japan too, when the Japanese artists are trying new things and old things, kind of combining together in during the 60s, late 60s. One of the really important pivotal point of the traditional folkloric and theatrical drumming kind of change its form to community group drumming. And I sort of grew up in that time, and I also grew up in a traditional artisan family doing all this music. So when I came to Chicago, I sort of associated with a lot of people who are interested in Japanese drumming, and there were drummers in Buddhist temple, of course, in Chicago, the right. Japanese American Buddhist temples, and I kind of wanted to build my own structure of drumming, because I think the existing Japanese American drumming and what I grew up in Japan were slightly different in its core aesthetics, so I needed to build my own community of drumming
and build a show, build a performance that people could come and see. Now, you knew, and it's the greatest thing, is music is one of those universal languages, you know, like art or even food or something, where regardless of the culture that you come from, people can appreciate it and it can resonate with them, even if there's differences in so many other places.
Right. And it's very you cannot not like drumming in any culture. When you see people gathering together and drumming together, it's a wonderful feeling and sensation and expression that can build on drumming together as a circle.
Well, I think you have kind of been a magnet drawing a lot of people and fans to what it is that you're doing and what's going to be at the museum the 16th through the 18th. And we'll go through the cast and some of the extra people that you have involved, some great people that are going to be participating. But as you said, people like drumming. No one cannot like drumming. Are you surprised maybe we get younger people that are just drawn to that beat and they come and become a fan of yours, even if, let's say, they're maybe younger people? Like I said, you grew up loving it when you were a kid.
Right. I think in Chicago it took us a little while to build our own audience, because I think our style of the drumming is a little bit different than what a lot of general public kind of see as a icon of the Japanese drumming. Because Japanese drumming is more of a, I think the general public kind of expect it's a really, really strong power drumming. But what I do, or what I try to do with my people in the community, is I try to show them a different version of the drumming with the dance and with the more of the theatrical twist to the drumming.
I'm glad that you mentioned that too, because it isn't necessarily just drumming. It's kind of a full 60 audio experience. And of course, you bring up a lot of the visuals too, with the dance and the costumes right. and the theatrics that are there. It right. isn't just about the sound. Craig's got some songs. Is there, where there are parts of it where it isn't just drumming, right? You've got other instruments.
Yeah, we can listen to a little bit of this song called Yukinoma, and if he can find it,
he found it.
Yes,
Yukinoma.
Yeah, Yukinoma. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, because you can hear it there. You bring up the drumming, but you've got string instruments. You've got some of the wind instruments.
Right, yeah. That seems to be one of the things that we really love to show people is that the combination of the traditional, of course, traditional string instruments and the, you know, bamboo flute and everything, but we also bring in a contemporary Chicago jazz musician to play with us.
Yeah. Add a little local flavor there, too.
Yes.
But right. It still has a very Japanese feel. You know, it feels... But it's got, like I said, encompassing a lot of those different instruments. So let's talk about the cast in here. You've got some great people working with you,
yes.
Not only on the performance side and with the costumes, but also musically. So kind of share some of those people you'll be sharing the stage with.
So the four shows are built with the two concepts. And the 3 p.m. show is more, a lot more about gathering of drummers. So we have a larger ensemble playing drums together. And very spectacular staging on the 3 o'clock shows, and we have a bamboo flute and dancers to go with that as well. And at night is a series called Reduction, which is precisely the way it is written, is reducing the members and number of the spectacles into a core essential numbers. So it were reducing the members, but adding a jazz musicians and contemporary dancers along with the classical dancers and classical musicians, and kind of have a more of a musical experience as opposed to a large ensemble drama experience. So it works really well with me and us to be able to show both versions and the holiday seasons.
Well, you mentioned the drumming, and so what kind of drums are involved? I see some of the pictures here. Michael Zarang looks like he's playing traditional drums.
Yes.
Or do you have those drummers that come maybe from different disciplines of music,
yes,
still
Michael,
play traditional instruments?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Michael Zarang and Hamid Drake are very, very renowned, internationally known Chicago jazz drummers. And they work, I work with them for many, many years together on my other musical assignments. And they are very, very good with sort of jamming with a contemporary setup of the taiko drumming. So you see something really new. Nicole Mitchell is a very well-known flute player. Ed Wilkerson is a saxophonist, and they all kind of come together in this traditional musical setting.
We'll let the listeners know we're talking to Tatsu Aoki. He is the director and producer for what is coming up, Taiko Legacy 13, and then Reduction 4, 3 different days of performances, the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th of December. You mentioned jamming, and I know you're the producer, director. You have a vision for what it's going to be. But a lot of these artists, especially when they're jamming, are improvising. Do the people that come to see it, the attendees, there's a chance they could see just some kind of magic happen that maybe you hadn't planned for.
Yes, it always happens. It always happens. And towards the end of the performances, towards the night, the music get cooked really well. So I'm expecting a lot of interesting thing happen on the spot.
A lot of great chefs going to be cooking up some great music.
Right.
And so before we let you go, it's going to be at the MCA stage at the Museum of Contemporary Art Chicago. Let people know how they can get more information about everybody that's going to be performing and get tickets and get out there and see you.
Yes, you can simply go to MCA website. I think it is called mcachicago.org. And go to the stage tab, and you'll find us. And we also have our own website called taikolegacy.com. You can find us there as well.
Taikolegacy.com, T-A-I-K-O, Legacy, L-E-G-A-C-Y.com. And, of course, Facebook, Instagram, to keep up with all your adventures on social media. And then for tickets, it is www.mcachicago.org/performances. You can call the box office at 312-397-4010. That's 312-397-4010. It sounds like it is going to sound amazing. It looks like it's going to look amazing. So good luck with all the performances.
Thank you very much.
And thanks so much for being here in WGN tonight.
Okay, thank you.
It's going to be great. We got to get out there and see that, Dean.
Yeah, that might be something to come up on right in the calendar in a couple of weeks.
We are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and send it to news. It's Dane here on 720 WGN.